It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Father God, we just thank you this evening that we humbly get to come into your presence once again through the word of God. We thank you in advance, God, for a right now word. Father, I pray that, God, you anoint Pastor Smith, that you anoint the Spirit of God through her to give an anointed word that will destroy the bondages and yokes off of your people's neck. That, God, that we won't just be around the truth, but the truth will get in us, so the truth will set us free. You don't want us wandering in the wilderness. You want us to come out, and you want us to receive the promised land. So tonight, allow the listeners to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, because, God, who you set free is free indeed, and it's through your wonderful, powerful, awesome word that we're set free. So I thank you right now that every bondage and every yoke is being destroyed right now in advance because of the word of God that's been prepared to go forth. We bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to oppress this time, oppress the prayer line, oppress those that are just trying to get online. But I pray that you begin to just open their ears right now and their hearts to receive what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. The hour we're living in, we can't just be churching to be churching. We need to hear the truth so that a lost and dying world will be set free and want to serve you with all they know how. I thank the Spirit of God in advance for what you're doing. Touch Pastor Smith. I pray that the blood of Jesus protect her as she gives this anointed word. Every weapon formed against her shall not prosper because the word of God has already went out and it will not return void. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. You can also listen in every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Our website is fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, that's spelled G-I-A-N-N-I-N-I, and that's in Atwater, California, 95301. We have some October dates coming forth. The next October date, which is the second Sunday, will be the 14th and the 28th. Also want to alert you, a special announcement, October 14th will be the church anniversary service, and the word will be brought forth by Pastor Kevin Cook of San Jose, California. Come out for a mighty move of God. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina.
Yes.
I just want to let everybody know, thank you, Pastor. You know, I've already told you, but my brother is already actually at home. And so they've released him, and he's doing good. So I praise God just for that journey he went through for whatever reason, but he's at home and he's doing well and his spirits are up.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the breath of God, the anointing from above. We thank you, Father, you are the one to be glorified and you are to be lifted up. We thank you because you are the Lamb of God. We praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Revelation 21, chapter verse 5, and the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 18 and 19. Again, Revelation 21 and 5, Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement, a word that the Spirit of the Lord in our shed-in gave us of in the first of the year in January. And this is a word to encourage you that many are going into a new place in their lives and you're going forward and not backwards. And so it's something that God is doing for you. This is a new season for you and it's a new time. And I've seen many lives been changed over the last couple of months within this year. So this word is to encourage you that it's your season and it's your time. And there's a season and a time for everyone. Many have had their season, and many times we just blow it, and we just close doors. We just make a mess out of it. But this is a word to encourage you when it's your season. Don't take it for granted. When it's your season, exalt and lift up the name of Jesus because he is the one that bringing you into a place of refreshment for your life to be refreshed. And so many have gone through so many difficulties and so many things have gone forth in your life. And I believe by faith that you're going to take advantage of this new place that God's bringing forth in your life, this new place of you going forward, and you're not going to go backwards, and you're not going to take it for granted. So this word is a word to encourage you. I'm encouraging you to start looking ahead, because as long as you're looking back, it's a hinder for you and I to go forward. So this is an opportunity that God himself shall bring forth for you. It will be a God thing. It will not be by the power of humans, because some people don't want you to ever have your season. But God wants you to be encouraged tonight like they had their season. It's time for you to have your season. And nothing by any means can stop when God said, it's time for you to go into a new place. It's time for you to be refreshed. It's time for you to be healed. It's time for you to see great deliverance. It's time for you to see manifestation. It's time for you to see victory. It's your season, thanks to God. God is speaking to someone out there tonight. It's your season, and it's not time to go backwards. It's time to go forth. And you're going to see it by the word of God. Isaiah 43, verses 18, 19, please.
43. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
This is God saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for you. It's your time. I'm going to do this for you. He said, do not cling to the events of the past. It's time to get out of the past, thanks to God. Don't hold on to those things in the past. He said, don't dwell on what happened long ago. It's time to look ahead, thanks to God. He said, watch for the new thing I'm going to do. Flesh and blood is not going to do this for you, thanks to God. He said, I'm going to do this. He said, it's already happening in your life. I don't care what you don't see. He's already doing it for you. He said, you can see it now. You got to see it in your mind's eye. You got to believe it by faith. It's my season. God is doing this new thing for me. He said, I will make a road through the wilderness and give you water there. God wants you to be encouraged tonight. He don't want you to hold or cling to those old circumstances, those former things that brought you distress, those things that was a hardship for you. God wants you to know the past is just what it is, the past, that it's new opportunity that he's bringing forth for you to start your life afresh, thanks to God, afresh. The past is time that's gone by. He wants you to be encouraged by this word. He said, whatever wilderness, whatever place has been a wilderness, a wasteland, a desolate place, a place that's where, you know, wilderness is a lacking place. It's a place of abandonment. It's a place where things are dried up in your life, where there is barrenness in your life. But God wants you to know tonight, he gonna rain water on that place in your life, that place that's desolate, that place that's dried up, that place that's appeared to be abandoned. He said, I'm going to water that place down. I'm going to bring life to it. Growth going to come forth. Receive it by faith. It's going to be a water treatment just for you, saints. You know what a water treatment? Some people go through water treatment when they have fell or where they're going through something in their body where there's some type of growth. And many times they are placed into water. It's called water treatment. When the skin flares up. He said, I'm going to place you into a place where the water going to cure you. It's a place, it's called treatment for the cure. He said, I'm going to cause that thing, that disease in your life, to be cured by my water. And when the Spirit of God opened up the clouds and the clouds form water and fall on that desolate place in your life, saints of God, is no longer a dry place. It's no longer a diseased place. Growth began to come forth. Things come into a place of refinery in your life. He's telling us tonight, I'm going to do it. Look forward. Don't let nobody drag you back into your past, thanks to God. The past is just what it is, the past. So many people try to keep you stuck in the past. But if I were you tonight, I would not allow it. I would not allow anyone to keep me in a place where I can't go forward. There are some people that's not going forward. It's your time to go forward. And they will do whatever they possibly can to bring up your past. I want you to know the past is just what it is. The past. And the Spirit of God would just begin to sing to your spirit. He will let you know you're coming out. And I'm the one that's going to do this for you. Even though things around you has been a place of disease, a place where it seemed like things has, your life been in a state of abandonment. I began to hear the Holy Ghost sing. Do you know how the Holy Ghost began to sing to your spirit? He began to bring melody within your soul. especially when you're going through the fire and it looks like this wilderness is going to last forever. And he began to sing a song to me. He said, there's no secret what God can do. It's an old song I just hear my granny sing, that there was no secret what God can do. With his arms wide open, the word said he will pardon you. I want you to know tonight there is no secret what God can do. His arms is wide open tonight to pardon you of your past. I don't care how you messed up. I don't care how you've been hindered. I don't care how things seem to look like a wasteland in your life tonight. God wants you to see a picture by faith in your mind's eye tonight. That he said, I'm going to do this thing for you. He means just what he says. I don't care what circumstance you're facing. I don't care what it looks like. He said, I shall do this thing for you. He's letting you know tonight, saints of God, you, that opportunity is knocking at your door. You, that getting ready to go through a wealthy place. You, that everything about your life is beginning to excel right now, is excelling right now. The process is going on by the Holy Ghost. It's a process you can't see, but it's the hands of God. He's bringing everything together, every loose end, every fragile place, everything that's fragmented in your life, everything that's falling apart tonight. He wants you to know, I shall refresh. I shall water down that place. I shall bring a water treatment in your life. That thing that need to be cured. My water treatment system shall cure it for you, because you're walking into a place of what? Refreshing. It's there. The word of God says in the book of Acts, there come a time of refreshing. There comes a time that only the Spirit of God can go into that barren place that seems like it's not going to ever be over for you. But I want you to stand in faith and believe God's word tonight. If he said, I have a water treatment for that problem, that disease that look incurable, God cannot lie, thanks to God. Revelation 21 and 5, please.
And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
This is God saying, the one who sat on the throne of God said, I, him, God, I make all things new. Write this, because these words are true and faithful, can be trusted. God's word is sure, is certain. If he says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Nothing can overthrow it. Nothing can displace God's word. His word is enduring. His word is reliable. His word is trustworthy. His word is destiny, meaning his word is destined to you, saying it shall happen, it shall come about. And this is what God wants you to know tonight. Be of good cheer. Look up. Stop looking down. Go forward, because he bring you forth into the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Don't look back. If you look back, you'll stay back. Don't let no one pull you back. Because this is your season. This is your timing. This is something that God has set up just for you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're special. natural in the eyes of God. When God says enough is enough, saints, believe me, what he said, that's over with. I have something new for you. This is enough. Satan can't stop it. People can't stop it. When God said, it's about me and I'm going to do this, can't nothing overthrow it and can't nothing cause it to be in a place where it's displaced. He said, because I'm absolutely certain that it's destined time for you and it shall happen. His word says so. Because what? He's faithful. Heaven and earth should pass away, but his word would never, the word of God said, it would never pass away. Because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, saints. He said it. He spoke it. He'll make it good. Why? Because he is God. He is God. He said every word of God is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Put your trust in God tonight, saints of God. He said the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of God stands. It stands forever. Can nothing displace the word of God. You must believe for your one self. You must believe for yourself. This opportunity is knocking at your door. It's something about God. When he says it's opportunity, the Spirit of God will do forced entrance. He going to come in and he going to do exactly what he has set out to do for you. He going to cause manifestation to come for you. Because his name is called the Word of God. That's Revelation 19:13. His name is called the Word of God. His name is his word. His name is called the Word of God. If he said it, if he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. And this is what he encouraged you this night. He said, I'm going to do this thing for you. Humans cannot stop when God said, I'm going to do it. Humans can't stop it. Now, there are going to be hindrances. There will be obstacles, but it can't stop what God says. You got to stand in faith tonight. When the obstacles come, when the fiery darts come, you're still coming out of this storm. You're still coming out of this wilderness place. When a naysayer say it can't be done, he said all things are possible for him who believes. For him who believes. You must believe for your one self. Don't let the naysayers, don't let those that don't believe, they can't believe for your future. God has your future already prepared before you became. They didn't do it. The Holy Spirit prepared your destiny. And the word of God said there's a time and there's a season for everything in your destiny. That's in the book of Ecclesiastes. And when it's a time for you to be refreshed, can't nothing stop it, saints of God. You got to stand sure-footed. You must believe. I don't care what's falling around you that seems like it's going to cave in. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Weapons will be formed, but the word of God says shall not prosper tonight. This is a word of encouragement. Encourage that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that person that's under the fire. In this hour, it's a wilderness upon you, but God wants you to know that I'm going to go into that wilderness place. I'm going to go into that barren land. I'm going to go into that place that's not cultivated, and I'm going to bring water. And I'm going to have a water treatment that nobody can stop, because this place in your life will be treated by the hands of God and by the power of his word. All you must do is believe the promises of God. His promises are yes and amen. You got to begin to say amen tonight. You've got to begin to say amen to this word tonight. Amen, it's done. Amen, say it's complete. Amen, say I shall see manifestation. Amen, say it's well. God said it, I believe it. So this is a word of encouragement to you. Don't go back in the past. Don't dwell on what happened long ago. That's just what it was, the past. It's time to thank God for your miracle, for walking in victory. Don't allow anyone to control your life with your future. Your future is in the care of Christ Jesus. He created you and you didn't create yourself. He made you. He created you. He formed you. He knows the ins and outs about your life like no one else because he formed you. So what he wants you to do is trust him on what he created. He created you, saints of God. He loved you tonight. And when it's time for a breakthrough and people want you to stay in a place where you cannot get out, the Holy Spirit says tonight, I'm going to do this for you. It's your breakthrough. It's your time to be in a place where there's a water garden. Where there's water, there's life. He said, I shall rain on you tonight and bring growth and bring life to a place in your life that appeared to be in the wilderness tonight. This is a word of encouragement. It's a word that he wants you to do tonight is stand in faith and do not be moved. Don't be moved, thanks to God. Stand on the word of God tonight. His word is what? Absolute. His word is certain. Speak life out of your mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Speak life to this new thing that God said I should do. Don't let words of death come out of your mouth. Believe and speak nothing but God shall bring forth this thing and let nothing come out of your mouth but life. Life. God said it. Growth. Cultivation. Water down by the Holy Ghost. New things come forth. God shall perform it. Speak life out of your mouth. And when the enemy tries to cause you to look at the things that before you, still speak life in Jesus' name. Begin to thank him for what? The manifestation. Because the Spirit of God want your mind transformed tonight. When your mind is transformed, your mind is renewed. And a renewed mind, the Spirit of God, go into that mind and reveal what is good, what is acceptable, and the perfect will of God through a transformed mind. So the Spirit of God is doing a transformation through the word tonight. And the renewing of your mind so you can get into this new place with the right mindset and with the right attitude going forth and not backwards. If you stay in a place that's backwards, you're going to stay there. You will be stuck. But you must believe and go forward, knowing that he has gone ahead of you. In every crooked place, the Spirit of God said, I make straight. And he said, I shall do this thing for you. So this is a word of encouragement tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, we thank you and we praise you because someone need to be encouraged. There's some people, God, that your hands is on on their lives heavy tonight. Because their life has been in a place of derision, in a place of wilderness, a place that's dried up. And they've looked around, they've seen many people have new beginnings. But God wants you to know he have not passed you by tonight. He have not forgotten nor forsaken you. For help come from the Lord. Father, I thank you for the spirit of the word going to that man, that woman tonight. That lives has been in such a place.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.